Good morning, everyone. I'd like to state how humbled I am being given the opportunity to deliver the sermon this morning. I very much appreciate the confidence that Warren and Pastor Ken have shown in me not to mess things up too bad during the amateur hour. Pastor Ken, fear not, your job is very secure, and very few would understand that the delivery of the sermon is the easy part. There are many hours of thought, prayer, and research that go into a good sermon. You can judge how many hours I put into this one after I leave. Anyhow, here we go. I would think that most anyone here keeps some sort of little sayings or inspirational quotes nearby in an area that they frequent. On my cluttered desk, both at home and the office, I have one such scrap that I have had for many years simply entitled, The List. I've wanted to share this list, and alas, here's my opportunity. But first, when contemplating this sermon, I thought about how engulfed and consumed we are in our daily lives by lists. See, lists were around at the beginning of time. Think about it. Day one, light and dark. Day two, sky and sea. Day three, land, plants, and such. Day four, stars, sun, moon. Day five, birds and fish. Day six, animals and man. Day seven, a day of rest. Think about any day, and there's some type of list that's used to get through it. There are the obvious ones, such as a grocery list or a to-do list, maybe a list of medications to take. And there's some other ones that are not known as a list, but they are a list nonetheless. A calendar? This is just a list of days in a year organized by days of a week and in a monthly sequence, all in a set format. How about a bucket list? There are two that come to mind. One, of all the things we need to be put into a proper flood bucket, and the other one are things to do before you kick the bucket. I'm glad to announce that I have completed a couple on my bucket list. What about your favorite cookie recipe? It is just a set of instructions on how to make something to eat where the key component is the list of ingredients. Google defines a list as something that follows a number of connected items or names written or printed consecutively, typically one below the other. Of course, the historical definition is where the barriers enclosing an area for jousting, but that's beside the point. I surmise that we couldn't really get through a day without our lists. It probably was no different thousands of years ago. This morning's scripture readings were lists. Exodus, the Ten Commandments, the list God gave to Moses for the people of Israel. No other gods, no graven images. Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath. Honor thy mother and father. Don't murder. Don't steal. No adultery. Don't lie. Don't covet thy neighbor's anything. Of course, there's the caveat or the star on the list. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments. It is a pretty much simple list to follow, which is the basis of our entire legal system. A pretty good guide for what not to do, which is really the trick when teaching children, as we all are, children of God. The reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 through 21 is a list of love in action, but it could be interpreted also as an instructional list. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to good. Be devoted. Keep your zeal. Be joyful, patient, faithful. Share. Be hospitable. Don't repay evil with evil. Don't take revenge. For it is written, to avenge, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. As I continued to ponder lists, it occurred to me that a list is really just a way to get from here to there. something like instructions to follow, step by step. If you don't like to follow instructions, what happens? You have leftover parts. Not a good thing. If the list is followed, they transform from a box of parts to a finished functional product. Directions? Most certainly a list of how to get from here to there. Thinking deeper, the Bible itself is an incredibly detailed list. As Pastor Ken has stated before, the Bible stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. This is the user manual for our earthly selves. Instructions, lists, recipes for a good life, useful lists within. Instructions of how to become that finished functional product without any leftover parts. A good starting list to follow is to avoid the seven deadly sins, which, according to most standard lists, are pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth. Well, what about the opposite of that list? Our to-do list. That's the seven key virtues, the building blocks of important parts. Prudence, justice, fortitude, temperance, faith, hope, and charity. In the Bible, there are several famous virtue lists. A virtue list is exactly what it sounds like, a list of positive traits in sequence as a description of the good life. As a part of Scripture, the New Testament virtue lists are easy to overlook. I offer some examples. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love." Peter's list is a way from here to there, from faith to love. Galatians 5, verses 22 and 23, "From the fruit of the Spirit. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things." A simple list for fruits of the Spirit that happily do not conflict with the list of Ten Commandments that God gave us. I think it's a good list if it doesn't violate the rules list. So, these virtue lists and lessons from biblical writings are meant to be interpreted. Usually in the New Testament, general ethical principles are usually assumed rather than explained. And this makes sense because the people to whom the New Testament was written would have been taught things by their rabbis that became Christian ethics at length in other settings. The New Testament letters were meant to convince the audiences of a particular idea, or at least to revive awareness amongst the churches of the love the apostles had for them. Because the lists are examples of rhetoric, they're meant to be tied to a more direct teaching about Christian character, which happened orally. In other words, the virtue lists are meant to have minimal possible meanings. The virtue lists are sort of hooks for hanging one's biblical hat. In early Christianity, there was a great deal of oral traditions at work. Think about it. There were Old Testament quotations, Jesus stories, Jesus sayings, apostolic sayings, simple Second Temple rabbinic sayings, and so on. If it's true that this was the case, and that the teaching efforts of the early Christian leaders were in depth, it would then seem that all of the biblical background is being called into mind with virtue lists of this sort. We cannot always know with certainty which stories, proverbs, or extended themes are being called to mind. But the more familiar we are with the Old Testament and the four Gospels, then the more the lists can do their duty by calling to mind moral examples and failures in the Bible. The background of some of the words in these lists is best found in the works of Aristotle, or Plato, Seneca, Marcus Aurelius, Cicero, ancient moralists and speakers who often explained virtues in exacting detail in terms of individual psychological states and their social implications. While the apostles or their churches may not have been thinking explicitly in such terms, they were part of the culture that these writers were trying to describe and that these authors influenced. A simple list, just discussed in a great, deep detail. These lists are meant to be explained and recalled not only in terms of the fullness of their meaning, but in terms of their contemporary application. If somebody memorized the fruit of the Spirit, they would most certainly have thought of that list in terms of the character of Jesus, the teachings of Jesus about love, the importance of being peaceable among brothers, and the significance of self-denial. But they would also have thought of the list in terms of how to behave today and tomorrow, and how to plan ahead. Hint, make a list. To have such character traits. The virtue lists serve a variety of rhetorical functions, but their main function is to help Christians obtain Christ-likeness through the traits with multiple specific applications. So back to the beginning of the sermon. The list. My list that I keep on my desk. It used to just be a simple list to me, but now that I've researched each line and its biblical equivalence, it's much more. It is a list with power. It is a greatest or most type list, and now I see it in a greater light because of this sermon. Here it is. It is simply titled, The List. Most Destructive Habit. Worry. Philippians 4, 6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The most satisfying work? Helping others. Matthew 25, verse 40. Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. The ugliest personality trait, selfishness. James 3:16. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. The greatest natural resource, our youth. Ephesians 6:1-4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your mother and father. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. The greatest boost to someone, encouragement. Proverbs 12:25. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Greatest problem to overcome? Fear. 23rd Psalm, verse 4. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The deadliest weapon? The tongue. Proverbs 17:28. Even a fool who keeps silent is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is deemed intelligent. The most effective sleeping pill? Peace of mind. John 16:33. I have said this to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage. I have conquered the world. The most crippling failure? Excuses. Genesis 3:11-12. He said, Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree for which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it. The most worthless emotion? Self-pity. Matthew 11:28-30. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy,
and my burden is light. The most contagious spirit? Enthusiasm. Colossians 3:23. Whatever your task, put yourselves into it as done for the Lord and not for your masters. Your most beautiful attire? Your smile. Psalm 34:5. Those who look to Him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. Worst thing to be without? Hope. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. Greatest asset? Faith. Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand. Most powerful line of communication? Prayer. John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have toward Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of Him. The most powerful force in life is love. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's my list. My recipe to follow with the list of ingredients needed. Now, each of us must have a particular list as well. We don't want to be on the black list. We would all prefer to be on the dean's list, I'm sure. Imagine, if you will, being at a very fancy restaurant. 5 stars, red velvet ropes at the door, and a long line of people wanting to get inside. You can smell the yum from wafting from inside that makes your mouth water. And of course, there's a maitre d' at the doorway. He has in front of him a list. Now, how horrible would it be to get to the front of the line and be told, you're not on the list? He has the authority to let you in, but he doesn't. We will each, one day, be at a place very similar. A white city with golden streets, most pleasing music, sights, sounds, emotions filling the grandeur. And there's a list there as well. It's written about in Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw a great white throne, and the one who sat on it. The earth and the heaven fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Also, another book was opened, the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works, as recorded in the books. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them, and all were judged according to what they had done. And anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the lake of fire. In conclusion, a homework assignment. I wish for everyone to quietly think of their own list that you can put on your fridge or on your desk, and it will be one of those two-sided lists, like a pros and cons list, a comparison-type list. On the left side, write your list of things God has done for you. And on the right-hand side, write a list of things that you have done for God. And I hope that list will impact you as much as my list has guided and impacted me. May your day be filled with grace and peace. Thank you and amen.